Okay, today is Saturday, October 16th. Marie Hagander is here visiting with her friend Anna, and we're about to sit down to have dinner of Nick's Pizza. And Ian is here, and Mom and Pops, and Miet and Ivy, 2004.
I think she's
in the
calzone.
Yeah, with a.
That you're cutting
is
a pizza shape?
Hi, Mickey.
Hello.
Sharon.
Hi,
Mickey. Hello. Well, wow. That's some dark calzone.
Yeah, but it should be so close, I guess.
What, the calzone?
Yep. No?
This is the.
Heavy calzone. You're making assumptions here.
Oh, we ordered olives and mushrooms.
Calzone?
They were so funny, this guy. Sadly, I'm talking to him, and he says, you know what, is that? The next time you should have these guys call themselves.
Yeah.
Why is your plate upside down?
Do you like calzone? Do you like cheese, like runny cheese? Well, then you'll like this.
Try it out.
Would you like some calzone?
I'll cut it up for you.
It's cheese, like it's a piece of melted cheese.
It's like pizza, but without sauce. But we have sauce you can put on it. It'd be like.
Yeah,
hey,
wait,
pizza.
Guys,
okay.
You just want a slice of pizza?
Make your own calzone or no?
Yeah, I'll take a slice.
Okay,
why not?
I don't know.
Run them out. But maybe she wants the plain pizza.
Yes.
Do you want plain pizza or do you want to have. It's got olives and some mushrooms on it. The mushrooms are okay.
Take a little ice cream.
Plain pizza? Okay.
I'm afraid you're going to drop the plate on your foot or something.
It's going to be so scary.
You find
something.
No, my friend does.
Or on your knee.
Well,
your
toes.
Or your nose. Or your hose.
We have sorts here.
Wow, that looks like a good one.
Henry?
Yeah, ma'am?
Council?
Please, ma'am. Hands up, calzone on me.
Okay, just put it on the side. That's basil.
Here, I'll eat it.
It's actually pretty good.
You know what? I have this growing. What you just gave me, I have this growing on Fire Island in the backyard.
No, you didn't get it.
On the back deck. Remember?
There you go.
Plants growing.
Come on, get with it already, okay?
See, now look.
That was the basil. Basil.
Basil. Prost. Cheers.
Prosit. Cheers. School. Nice to have everybody here.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're sort of evenly divided between the sweets and the locals.
And Miet and Ivy.
Well, you got locals, and then you got locals.
And then you got the yokel over here. Michael Moore's Fahrenheit is playing in Zurich.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Oh. It's everywhere, sweet. Every bookstore has every one of his books up front.
It is the most successful documentary of all time. It grossed over $200 million or something by now. But
his books.
I couldn't see it down in Florida before I left.
Now finally they're
releasing it onto a DVD and video, which is smart to do before the election.
Want me to cut it up for you?
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I know. I actually have a short amount.
It's so stupid. Every time you suppress something, it becomes a success because people say. I gotta see that, you know? Instead of just letting it be, you know?
No, this is the shop thing.
It is? That's a very nice
one. I know, but this is not actually.
But I'm sad. I'm sad to say that the Indian store along the limit, you know, right past the movie house, the one that shows Cinema Noir and all this, along the limit, there was a store that had a lot of Indian. Chopskas and pipes, you know, pipes and clothing, Like on the underpass, it's now a shoe store.
About Fahrenheit 9/11, he was told that if he did release it before the end of the year, before the Academy Awards, he would not be eligible because he was guaranteed to get an Emmy or whatever for the movie. And he's not eligible for it now because he released it already before. Like, it came out and it's on DVD and... Oh no, it was, he wanted to get it on broadcast TV. There was something that he was going to do that would disqualify him from getting the award. He's like, I don't care.
No.
I just want everybody in America to see
it
before the election.
He got a standing ovation at Cannes anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. In Europe,
I read the European European edition of Newsweek. Now there were letters to the editor. You got a couple of letters from Republicans, and they're saying, I went there to see, expecting this massacre of America and this, and all I saw was clips from TVs and live. I mean, these were all in just passion together. And I found it interesting, and I really am now wondering where this country is going with this, with this paranoia, you know, that is used to get their own little projects going, you know. That these good old people in all riled up.
You can just pick it up, it's like regular pizza. You really need a cut up? Or you just want to have a cut up because it's fun.
You know, we're cutting because we're eating calzones. She sees everybody cutting. I think it's because we're eating calzones. That has to be.
Is that the olive and mushroom?
This is the olive and mushroom.
Oh, we got olive and mushroom?
Yeah, well, I have to cook it.
For you need a knife?
It's totally fused, yeah. I need a knife.
But
what?
You have a knife.
To cut this. I don't have a knife.
But they all
have to. No, they're like fused together. If I pull it, it's going to rip.
That's right, you need a knife for the tip.
This one has cheese on it?
No, but you might cut right through the
cork. More like you were doing with the calzone.
Well,
Rick?
I know what I'm doing.
Don't
cut through the carbon.
Okay.
Be careful with that candle.
I'd be careful with the candle and the carbon.
See? Yeah.
Most every kernel cut?
That's good. You watch out for them.
Ivy, what did you do here? The blue mark.
That's a good
did you fall on your arm?
No.
Look
out for the man.
Why is that blue here?
It's a marker.
Oh, it's a marker.
Do you know what I mean?
What? I can't see it because it's behind me. Does anybody want pizza? Yes? Mushroom and olive? We'll keep the knife open.
This is a true story. When we left Sweden once, to go to Zurich driving, and we stopped in Kassel. And the mom and I were sitting in a... And I read the menu. But the menu caught on fire. And so all of a sudden, there's a black spot.
And I had a glass of water. And he didn't even notice it, because he was reading down here, and the top of the menu was on flame. And I took a glass of water. And I threw it at him like this, and two of us are sitting there hysterical, laughing. And the waiters were so mad at us. They had absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever. They walked because it was 10 o'clock at night. We just got in there before they closed. We've been driving for hours. We were so tired. And I mean, it was hysterical. I mean, only seen a movie that somebody is an idiot enough to put the baby on
fire. And the Stammtisch, the Stammtisch, they were rolling on the floor.
And I went like this, oh my God, boom, like this, like through the water. So now he has water on him, and he's dripping down on the table. And the waiters, oh boy. Off with their heads. They were not happy.
I want some water. What I can do is I can get you the thing that I got you guys to drink.
Making a mess on the table and...
Do you want lime or orange?
Lime.
Do you want the orange?
No,
that works out perfect.
Lime.
Just water?
Daddy.
What?
Daddy,
you want some more? Aren't you?
Anybody more for calzone?
I'd like more, but I can't finish
mine.
Oh,
you
didn't eat very much.
I know, it was huge. I ate a hot dog.
Oh, you're right. You ate a hot dog.
Do you have calzone, Marie? Do you have a calzone?
Hang on, Ivy, yes. Here it is.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
So you want to get... You know what I would do?
Tangerine.
I would turn this thing around.
Do you want some tangerine as well?
Wait, no,
is there lime? There's lime also.
Okay.
This is lime, and then there's orange. I mean, this is orange, and then there's also lime.
But isn't it nice? This one is
salty. Hold this for a second.
Because you're going to go flat, otherwise. And then nobody likes it.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks.
That is a sloppy one.
If you're a sloppy one, why don't you cut
yourself? This pizza is so good.
What?
That's what I'm about to say.
It doesn't have oil dripping in it now.
It's a
lovely
one. Mm-hmm. This is really bubbly.
Bubbly?
Is it good?
Yeah. Bubbly is good.
Do you like
it?
It's safe.
It's
not
very bubbly.
Hmm?
Really?
Mmm. Yummy.
So they've been there for a while now, I expect.
Yeah, for me. For the photo.
For like,
since 1993.
So they had a box. Mm-hmm. It was an antique store since then.
Mm-hmm. 11 years, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was an antique.
Remember? There was an antique store there, and the woman would never let you go inside.
No, because you couldn't get in.
I'm looking for an
antique cigarette
case. Now we don't have any. Antique lighters?
Weird.
No, we don't have any.
She was waiting.
Yeah,
weird.
She wouldn't sell anything. She just sat there. And you could not set one foot in that store because it was so filled with junk.
Mm-hmm. They
and if you asked her, do you have one of these? No. Do you have that? No. Do you sell anything, or is it just packed
with
shit?
What about that thing in your window? No, we don't have that either.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to sell it to you.
But you know what, Papa, he bought it.
Olive, you want olive? You want olive and the...
Yes, please.
You bought the bib for your...
The ring.
Oh, the ring.
Hold on to this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So what's a pearl ring with a little garnet in it, you know, like an old-fashioned... like engagement ring or something like that. Really cute. It's upstairs someplace. Well, it's too small for me to wear, actually. I have to... And some of the little, there was like little rice pearls. As
the quality of these floppy disks that I sent you, they're not already really that good, are they?
I went somewhere that they don't make those rice pearls anymore.
It's not as good.
So my attention doesn't work anymore. Because
it's
the little mini-CDs, quality's gone down, and I can only get them at Radio Shack. I'm like,
yeah.
But we can't sell places, because... Do some research on the web or something. There's got to be somebody that does that.
You know, kind of like you have with the chip.
Yeah, the chip,
kind of just dump everything on my laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do I do with, I have about 100 emails or more from the business that collapsed, and I want to keep it for like everything alone. What do I put this on, a floppy or a CD? But with that new, if I buy the laptop like you have, I can download on the CD. So I have to get something that has a CD.
8, 9 years old.
What comes standard nowadays is the DVD player.
Yeah.
And
then Vera, that's
also
falling back into the room.
And right.
Should I wait for you to come down? One day,
tired,
the next couple of weeks, and
we can look up on Dell right now. If you do have the money right now, we can order right now on the Dell.
So
yeah,
so
I have the money right now.
Okay, then I'll turn my laptop on. If I can connect to the neighbor's network, then
yeah, or
can browse
or maybe tomorrow, I know, or maybe when you're home. I don't know.
That was the
big
sure. Party in Sweden.
Okay.
I have no problem doing that.
Crazy
you know what I have to do? I mean, the sooner you get that done, the
Yeah, I know. I'd like to look at, I have so many floppies that I haven't been able to see, you know. And I have some pictures of the book. The last picture we saw of the woman is on my floppies and I can't bring it up.
Okay, anyone want some pizza?
I'm going to take another slice of the fancy stuff.
I'd love to have a slice of the plain one.
You want plain or olives and...
Well, then
taste
the bodies. Pepper, be
careful! Yeah.
It's wielding a sharp knife.
No, she's worried about the candle, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
you want one of these?
I'm far from the candle. Right? See?
There.
I'm not saying my dad was far from the candle.
We're not.
What's
that?
I'm not saying my father was far from the candle. I said, I'm far from the candle. I'm not saying my dad was far from the candle.
What on earth? I hear footsteps.
Yeah, it's Ivy.
She's not supposed to be sounding even. She looks like a little, you know, like an
I was
elf.
Never
like she should like
well,
she
so small, she's got to jump from one step to the other, that's why.
I didn't do one.
Where have you been, my dear?
You've been pounding on the staircase.
Yeah,
hear
wow,
you.
Wow.
I'm sure
wow,
the neighbors
wow.
heard you too.
You're waking up the neighbors.
All right, we'll cut it off. Get the scissors, we'll cut
it. Is it a little sticky? Thank you. It looked like
you want me to cut this off?
Draping it over your food or
no?
Oops, sorry.
What? What?
You never came back to the table.
Okay, well, let's use you real quick.
Don't let it happen again.
It's funny. You don't have to eat anymore, you ate the hot dog already.
I want to tell you, the Europeans are really, and rightly so, are up in arms about this, what they consider an arrogant, a leader of a big country, arrogant and insensitive and leaning on this thing here and reading off the notes, they really think this is the worst they've ever seen. They've dealt with Reagan, who was a gentleman. They dealt with Nixon, who was, I think he was, you know...
A lawyer.
A lawyer, and he was, I mean, he was
not
doing well.
He was statesmanlike and...
Well, he was statesmanlike. He represented, you know... This guy, I'm afraid to even show my passport with this guy in office.
He had a very smart
He's a
Reagan.
Freaking moron.
Yeah, she definitely
I think Reagan was, Reagan's wife was really running the White House.
I read in the Newsweek today that even Bush's wife, Laura, said to him after the first
How
debate.
How do they know this?
They interviewed her on one of the public,
okay.
She said, why aren't you yourself? Why not be yourself? You know, because he probably in private is a very jovial, outgoing guy. If you would know him, not as a president, but a guy that comes to your party, you would like him.
So well, there was this poll, you know, people ask who would you rather have at the party, Bush or Clinton, and most people went for Bush.
You mean Kerry?
No, actually Clinton.
I'd rather have Clinton over. He was smart as a
whip. Of course.
Everybody's afraid of Clinton. I'd rather have wives. That's why.
But, you know, Bush is like a good old boy, you know, likes to have a beer with you. And, you know, I mean, he was like the party guy.
You grew 5 inches.
Oh, boy.
Your hair is blonde. It was black before.
You cut off all your hair?
You're wearing a dress.
I know. You cut your toenails.
You're wearing a
I don't
new
know.
Dress.
You plucked your nose hairs?
You're wearing a new dress?
Me, I'm just the only one that noticed.
I changed. That's
and
the
so what?
Only reason.
Are you a frog now?
You changed from a princess to a frog? Or
a toad?
No, from a frog to a princess.
Well, it sounded like you changed it to an elephant the way you came down the stairs.
or a hippopotamus.
Did you hear that? Thump, thump, thump. Is that that little elf coming down the staircase?
Elves are real quiet.
That's
That's what you think, not this album.
This one's made out of lead.
Reminds me of Stephanie. When Stephanie used to come down the stairs and go up and down and go to the bathroom, oh my God, I said, tell you, that's Stephanie. She was about this big, she was the tiniest person, and she walked. I mean, when he went up to the bathroom, I couldn't hear any one of these guys going up the staircase at night. Stephanie went to the bathroom and the house was shaking. This little tiny
person. She weighed like 70 pounds soaking wet.
And she walked with stiff legs or something, up and down in boots, you know, when we were in bed. And she got wet in the bathroom every 5 minutes. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Is and I was supper? Like,
unbelievable.
You
tiny
person
walk like an elephant.
This is not
the same in Florida. They couldn't believe it. They thought it was me making all that racket all the time until Jack left. And Jack is the same. He weighed like 80 pounds soaking wet. There's nothing. He weighed as much as Miet weighs. And all of a sudden he was gone out of the house and they said, oh my God. It's so quiet up there now. They can't. It was Jack the whole time. We thought it was you because I'm so big, you know. They thought I was making a racket all the time. It was Jack. It's a little nothing. You could pick him up with a pinky and just spin around and throw him anywhere. But when he walked around the house, he was just total
because
disaster.
You guys were brought
just
up
a disaster.
Parents,
well, plus he was just knocking everything over. And just, when he opened up the fridge, everything spilled out of the fridge. When he opened it, everything he did was a disaster.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine.
She wants you to be quiet.
She wants us to be quiet.
So now.
Okay.
Can everybody hear me? What's that fat poop?
Who?
Fat poop.
Poop. It's that time of the evening.
I didn't get that one.
It's time for the silly jokes.
We're devolving here.
Doctor.
Did you talk to? Who's there? Pizza. The guys in Florida? Who's there? Did you hear?
Pizza.
Pizza who?
Knock knock.
Oh, you know. It's
a joke.
Do you like your pizza?
Knock knock. Who's there? Who's there? Who's there?
Pizza.
Pizza who?
Who's
what?
Who stole my pizza?
Oh boy.
Oh, I have one. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Pizza. Wait, no. Pizza.
Pizza who?
I didn't say pizza, I said pee.
Like the green
pizza.
Oh,
no,
let the green
pizza.
This is
going to
real
okay, pizza who?
No, I said, no, that's part of the joke.
Like
the way the jokes work is, you say it's like, knock, knock.
Well, you know, we have that between two.
And then I might say like, boo, and you say, boo hoo, and I would say, why are you crying? You say, boo hoo is when you're crying. So it's supposed to make you say something that's funny. Right?
I thought we had that between
that's the point
too.
Of the joke.
Knock, knock jokes?
Knock, knock.
Knock.
Who's
knock.
There?
Come here.
Boo hoo. Why am I so sad?
Knock knock.
Boo hoo.
Knock knock. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke who?
Luke out below.
Oh,
I have one.
Oh,
knock knock. I have one.
Not very.
Knock knock. Knock knock. I have one. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Let's do
it. Let's get out of here! I have one. Knock, knock. Who's
there?
Olive.
Olive
who? Olive you.
Aww.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bill.
Boo-hoo.
She said Bill.
Why are you so boo? Oh, I get one. I have one. There's a kind of flower named Bell.
Bell.
Yeah, there is.
Bell. Like blue bell, yeah.
Like blue bell. Okay.
No, blue is a red.
Okay.
Boo. No,
I get
Bell. I get one.
Let us, Abby, let her do it. Sure.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's
there?
Ding dong.
Ding
dong.
Ding dong
who?
stage, okay. People are forgetting the point of the structure of the
joke. Yeah, right.
It's like...
Who's
Olive.
Olive. Olive who?
Olive you.
That's
my favorite
knock.
But that's okay. That's a nice one.
That's my favorite
knock.
Oh,
I have
one.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
You.
That's it?
Okay, I have one. Knock, knock. Who's there? Who's there?
Oh, man.
Interrupting cow.
What?
Interrupting a move.
That's actually really cool.
That's very good.
That's like that's outside the other one. And then you go wait, and then you go one step farther. Knock knock. Interrupting cow joke. Wait, interrupting cow knock knock joke.
Interrupting
knock, knock knock.
Alpha, alpha. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Glass.
Glass. Glass. Hmm.
Glass. Hmm. Glassy.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
about to say.
It means you're cute.
Oh, I have one. Wait. Oh, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is it. Interrupting giraffe.
Interrupting giraffe.
I got you on that one. Because giraffes don't make a sound.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad that I'm not going to tell you another knock knock joke?
Oh, I
aren't you glad that the knock knock jokes are over?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange
who? Knock knock.
No, you got it backwards.
Oh yeah, banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange. No, banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
That's it.
There.
That's it.
No more knock knock. Knock knock. Knock knock.
No more knock knock jokes.
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you're glad I didn't say bye.
Is this it now?
That's it.
It now. No more K-N-O-C-K.
It's like we used to do the prank phone calls. You pick out some random guy out of the phone book and you call up and you say, "Hi, this is Joe. Are there any messages?" And they go, "What?" I say, "This is Joe. Were there any messages from you?"
No,
I don't know who Joe is. You got the wrong number. Okay. And then you start calling and you have everybody call up. Hey, is Joe there?
No,
just tell him I called. Okay. And then all night long, you just have everybody you know just call up this one number. Yeah, I'm calling for Joe. I'm calling for Joe. And then at the end of the night, you call up. Hey, this is Joe. Did anybody call? Any messages? By that time, the guy's like, but you call up and you say, "This is the phone company. We're working on the telephone line. So whatever you do, don't use the phone for the next hour. Whatever you do, not use the phone, okay? Because we're working on the line." Say, "Okay." Then 10 minutes later, you call up, and they pick up the phone, you go, "Ah!" You yell into the phone.
They are
the whole phone for Boobert. When Boobert was young, he would call up a guy like Ramoskov and say, "Hey, hello, at a store, Ramoskov, that, yeah? Yeah, who? Do we have the Boobert?" And stuff like that. Boobert did that. Boobert was horrible. The worst. Bad. Really bad. My brother, he did a lot of tricks on people. Funny tricks.
Do you guys
for
know
him, but not for them.
Do you guys know the game Telephone?
Do you know it?
Mm-hmm. I live it every day.
You know, he's looking. Very aware of this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a telephone. I mean, is that any? Is that
no, it's, this is a game that you typically do like around a campfire when you've got like 15
they
people.
Teach you this in school as like a communication skills kind
right.
of thing.
Well, yeah. So what you do is you say something into the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then it goes all the way around the room. And
he's
comes out the other side is something totally different.
Oh, we did that. When we were very little, we used to do that at the birthday parties. And you sit around, you a bunch of 10 little girls, and you go like, and you go around the table, and it comes out, and run in, and everybody goes like,
yeah, yeah. They made us do that in school all the time, right, just as a lesson. It was like a part of school that, you know, they made us do
that.
We did that for a game in my school. Like, while we're waiting for a teacher to get to us, yeah, we go around. And when I was in day camp out at Salt Air, we did a couple of overnight things, like at Point of Woods or out on the Burma Road, and we would always play a variable that would come up each night. And it would never work because it would get halfway around and somebody on purpose
would change it, yeah. It that was me, I would always do
the
that.
The flower is green or something, and it would get to somebody and they would say, Joey is stupid. And they would like completely change.
Yeah, that's what I always did.
And it would happen like 3 or 4 times, so then when it came out the other end, like 3 or 4 people would be like, hey, wait a minute, that's, you know, that's not what I passed on.
I used to do that on purpose too.
Completely.
They would tell me something, you know, and I would just say something totally obscure, totally random, but completely different.
So, do you guys
want to play?
We could do one round, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's all I'm in for.
I'm melting.
There's going to be a meltdown here soon. Well, I'm so
sorry.
It can't
be a long sentence.
Could tomorrow
you please
afternoon.
Be quiet? Somebody's whispering in my ear. Okay, I've heard half of it.
I mean, you have a direct whispering here. We can talk still.
Yeah, but there's too much interference.
Yeah.
You create interference, you disrupt the message.
Okay.
There's ambient message rules.
All right. First one for everything.
I don't think
no,
it's going to make
it.
We've got two phone lines here, and the phone lines are just swinging in the air.
No.
This is going to be the filter here.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
A little static on the line.
Come on, yeah, I can't get over here. Do you hear better in this ear or the other one?
No.
This is better than the other one?
Right. Ivy, do you understand the point of this?
Yeah, the medical...
Grosspop is going to say something in your ear, and you have to whisper it into Marie's ear, okay?
But don't yell it out.
Yeah, whisper.
All right, here.
You ready?
Violet!
No.
Oh, yeah.
You got to remember it, and then whisper it in her ear.
Don't change it to like fairies
around
and bounce and run.
I
didn't
change
anything.
Okay, I didn't hear everything.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a very good whisperer. She can whisper so you can't hear it at all.
The purpose of whispering is
okay, sorry, once again.
Get a room.
It's okay to translate into Swedish.
Probably won't rhyme though.
No, I don't think that works.
No.
Violets are red and roses are blue and blah 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 and so are you or something.
No, it was roses are red, violets are blue, brownies are brown, and so are you.
That's not interesting. I heard bunnies are brown.
I know.
Hey, what did you hear, Ivy? Say it out loud.
I heard.
Yeah.
All right.
Stinky.
There you go.
And is that what you were turning
into? Game over.
I got the message from Marie that blah 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 blah. And you are pretty.
I forgot that part. See, that shows. I forgot that part. Pretty. I remember you saying it to me, but I totally forgot. See, that's another thing. You only get one chance to hear it, so you. This is stupid phone.
I heard. Roses are blue, roses are blue, roses are blue.
Oh, no.
Did you have enough to eat?
Yes.
Good.
That's what I
I heard. And that's what I heard.
So.
And I mean, what did you say?
I get.
I straight out a bit
far. So what did you say?
I knew what she meant.
And the final trouble.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
Maybe I changed it.
Okay.
Anyway, well, that was fun. No more.
That
no
was
more.
Fun. No more.
Yeah,
we're getting a little weary.
Yeah.
I'm very tired. You know what time it is for me now? It's like 12:30 at night.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
Awfully tired.
Oh, I have one button. After bedtime.
Which is right now.
For them.
After bedtime, can we play telephone again?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Yay!
Got breakfast.
Yeah. I have one that can go through that's like you say every night.
You guys, if you want to, you can watch the Pooh movie now.
Yes, yes.
And then it's Pooh, time for bed. You have an early bedtime set.
Yes, exactly, because I'm really tired.
Because you guys were up to midnight.
You think you're tired. I won't go to sleep without the Pooh movie.
Can you imagine?
Without the Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sent you guys upstairs. So, man, after the Pooh movie, it's dark, okay? So, you guys were up to midnight.
You know what? Maybe we should just take one half and put it down here for Ian. You know, you can go then take the little one. He can put his feet on a pillow.
And that was that.